Good morning. This is Catherine Connolly from Keeping HR Simple, and welcome to my first ever audio boo. For those of you who have met me before or spoken to me on the phone before, this is actually my accent. I am from Northern Ireland. I'm not putting it on. And I'm only going to say this once, so, you know, listen up. Top of the morning to you. To be sure. There you go. Happy now. So we'll move on. Basically, I've been wanting to do something with Audioboo for a little while now because I have been blogging quite a bit on our website, but I haven't really done anything voice recorded, so here's the first one. Inspired by a good friend of mine called Phil Begnett, philbegnett.com, who does his own Audioboos on a Monday, which he calls Optimistic Monday, because he thinks that if you can't be optimistic on a Monday, then you're in the wrong job. Well worth a listen. Phil's an absolutely fantastic online video producer, so and he's very, very passionate about what he does, so he's well worth a listen, basically. So my idea really is just to do this every now and again. Today's Wednesday, so it's a little bit of a midweek ponder on how the beginning of the week has gone and how the rest of the week is going to go, what I've got lined up, etc. Monday wasn't a great day because I was a bit poorly on Sunday, so I was recovering from that on Monday. Tuesday, dealing with some client queries, one in particular relating to maternity leave, which was quite interesting because the employer in question wasn't sure if he could contact an employee who's currently on maternity leave to ask when she's due back in. I think he's heard some horror stories about employers being done for bullying or discrimination, in fact, in those kind of situations. So we had to trade quite carefully there, but I think, you know, it's a shame because it's quite a sad indictment of the world we live in that he felt that he wasn't able to do that. So we've got around that. We've done a really nicely worded letter asks her to contact him and get in touch and just to talk about her return date, etc., with no pressure and no bullying. Today I'm going to be in the O4RB head office working with Bob Garbett. Now I'm working on a concept that's going on at the moment called the O4 Consortium, which involves O4RB members who work in similar industries coming together to form a bigger group to pool resources, pool knowledge, and perhaps be able to go for bigger opportunities that they wouldn't necessarily be able to go for on their own. So a lot of what I'm doing is putting the structure in the background and making that all work as it comes in. Tomorrow, Thursday, I'm in the office and Jason and I are going to be putting the finishing touches to the planning for his cycle trip that he's doing, the charity cycle ride from Donegal to Land's End in aid of Click Sergeant. And then Friday he actually sets off, so we're going up to Chesterfield, which is where the team are meeting, to meet up with the team, and then they all set off in their vehicles and I come back home. Which is going to be interesting. I'm not really looking forward to spending a whole week without him, but it is all in a good cause. And obviously I'll be keeping people up to date on Twitter and various other means about how they're progressing and how the trip's going. We've been incredibly grateful to everybody who's sponsored and who's helped out in very many ways for the trip. And let's hope it all goes well. Okay, well, that's about it from me. Hope you all have a great rest of the week and a fantastic bank holiday weekend. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye.